did you try and keep it fair between your siblings growing up? Or maybe you're still doing something to this very day. Dani Minogue, of course, one of the famous Minogue sisters.
The more famous, isn't she?
Obviously. She's the one on The Masked Singer. Yeah. Haven't heard much from Coley.
She's, Coley's not getting gigs like The Masked Singer.
She's living in the UK, doing her thing. Dani's the one guessing the people, the Ben Lees of the world on The Masked Singer. Dani was also had a little spare time and was on the Squiz Kids podcast recently.
Oh, what a great podcast.
Squiz Kids is a daily news podcast for children, and they talk about the news in child-friendly terms. But they also allow their listeners to submit questions that they can ask the special guests that appear on this podcast. Mm. And one little girl wrote in and she said, "I have an older sister who I mostly love, but every now and then we fight over things and we don't always see eye to eye. Was it the same with you and your sister, Kylie, when you were growing up, or will it always be this way and do things get better as you get older?" And Dani very candidly said, "Well, Kylie and I were not perfect, and growing up we had a system on how we could keep things fair when we were sharing a room."
I have to say that I did fight with my sister. We had to share a room, and we very clearly remember there was tape that went down the middle of the room, masking tape, and that was her side and this was my side, and you don't take or borrow anything from my side without asking me, and there was a lot of negotiating.
I just love that so much.
I wonder if they did the thing where they're like, get as close to the side as they can and like putting towards their hands the in their side. I'm not going to the line. I'm not going to the line.
Like crossing the border.
Start arguing over airspace. It's literally like tribal warring countries coming together to try and work out the terms of peace.
Yeah.
I have a younger brother, and growing up we had a rule. Oh my God, it's the dumbest thing in the world. We would always fight, physically punch on. But we got to an age where maybe you started it and you weren't going to continue because you had the upper hand. I'm going to be the bigger person.
Yeah.
But we implemented a rule. If you hit the other, that person gets to hit you back, but it has to be of exactly equal force. So he might punch my arm and I'm like, present that arm, and I would punch him back, but inevitably it would always be like, "Oh, that was harder," and it would just
escalate.
But we did implement that rule to keep things fair.
We always if you've got a treat, say it's like a piece of cake or a brownie or something like that, and you had to split it between me and my brother, we would have a one cuts the other chooses rule. So you could cut it
that's a good rule
unevenly as you like.
Oh, try and screw them, give you the crappy little corner crumb.
Yeah, but then they could choose the big piece. So you've screwed yourself over. So every time you try and cut down, I still think I'm excellent at cutting things evenly sized, because that was the entire goal of my childhood.
For that reason. I like
all your Milky Ways, you need to cut through.
I feel like there's a meme going around at the moment being like, you know, classic incident in a household with siblings, and they have a ruler and, yeah, like a Milky Way or something lined up against the ruler, and they're measuring to the very millimeter how to get it even.
But it also, like, started my passion in geometry, because if you've got a triangle piece of cake, right?
Yeah, of course.
Of course.
There's a couple of ways you could cut it.
Yeah.
You could cut it lengthwise. Yeah. And then it's very...
Nick and his brother Frink.
Just me and my brother cutting things out.
Please tell me you invented something to solve this problem.
I didn't invent something, but I did do some study and some research.
Good.
So you could cut it lengthwise, right? And then it would be very easy to cut in half. You just do same either way. But I started working out the angles and areas and stuff like that of how far I would have to go to make it look like he would have the bigger piece if he took the end triangle and I took the big end knob.
Oh, my God. This is like a mind bender. You know those puzzles, like brain teasers?
Yeah. But I would either get more icing or more volume of cake or more of the better bit.
You're a fun sibling, weren't you?
Oh, my God. Diabolical.
I remember the day I found out my sister could get out her bedroom window to sneak out of home.
Oh, yeah.
Because I caught her and her boyfriend coming over through the back window. And it was like the perfect moment for me, because it was like, well, I have a lot of leverage on you.
That is a lot of power. It's like state secrets that you've just stumbled across. Yeah.
Then I got to the age where I was on my red peas and starting to sneak out, or, you know, trying to leave middle of the night and, you know, drive my 91 Toyota Corolla down the road. So my sister and I had the rule, because it was only her bedroom.
Oh.
So I would never tell mom and dad about her stuff, but I got to use her window whenever I needed.
Very good. Very good. I'm coming through, and I'm going to have to come back at some point too, sis.
You can't get angry if I wake up at 3 a.m. Whatever happens, happens.
That's right. I've got this power.
Yes.
Wow. I love it.